The days that followed Cadeau finding his mama and Fufu were the happiest times in the baby bear's little world. At night, he slept in a cozy cot that's exactly the right size for him, with a tiny pillow that he hugged close to his chest.
Just like mama,
chuckled Cadeau in delight, wriggling his toes to show he was happy. When the sun rose each morning, he couldn't wait to hop out of bed. There was always something new and exciting to learn and do. On weekends, there's scrumptious picnics in the green woods with lots of Cadeau's favorite helado. They went for long walks. Sometimes, Cadeau would be swung along by his paws between Mama and Fufu. At other times, he would perch himself on Mama's shoulders. He was curious about everything he saw and never tired of asking questions. In fact, he rather enjoyed thinking out the answers for himself, like how helado was first discovered by a bear, a polar bear. He always wondered why Mama chuckled merrily each time he explained it, but he didn't mind, for he liked making his Mama laugh. Cadeau loved the garden, as he felt it was the most cheerful and brightest place in the world. Long rows of brilliant golden sunflowers nodded lazily amongst the green grass. It was the only garden carpeted with sunflowers for as far as you could see. Cadeau was especially proud of a small patch of sunflower plants emerging right under his bedroom window. He had carefully planted the seed himself, or rather, he had jumped about excitedly while Mama planted them. And soon, the tiny plants would be nearly as tall as he was.
There'll always be sunflowers here for you, Cadeau,
Mama laughed, tweaking the little bear's ears affectionately.
It'll be a beacon to show you the way home.
Cadeau didn't quite understand what Mama meant, but he was really happy that he had his own special sunflowers. But despite all his toys and books, Cadeau most enjoyed sitting in Mama's lap to keep her company as she worked away at a strange humming machine, making clicking sounds with her fingers on a flat board with silvery square pegs. Occasionally, Mama picked him up for a quick hug and kiss. And if she forgot, well, Cadeau was quick with a gentle reminder.
Mama, time for a kiss, you know, to cheer you up.
Cadeau, you are the smartest and cutest.
And she would immediately stop whatever she was doing to bestow a flurry of kisses and hugs on him. Cadeau was a very loved little bear indeed. Sometimes, Cadeau thought about the other bears in the shop. It was a huge shop filled with numerous bears of all shapes and sizes. There were brown bears and black ones. Some were sun bears, and others came from a faraway place called Russia. Some were friendly, some were not, and growled angrily at him whenever he so much as said,
"Hello."
The pandas were the friendliest and chubbiest, and one baby panda, who was about Cadeau's size, was his best pal. At night, they often roamed through the shop together to find another bear like Cadeau, small, almost white, with blue ears and paws. But search as they might, they never did find one. The not-so-nice bears often jeered at Cadeau.
No one wants you.
Look at your funny crooked ears and blue paws.
You're a freak bear. You don't belong here with us.
Cadeau always forgave these nasty bears because deep down in his little heart, he knew that he would find his true family and be the happiest bear ever. One day, when Cadeau told Mama about his pal Panda, she said,
"Well, Cadeau, we can't leave your friend all alone in the shop, can we? Shall we go see if we can bring him home?"
"Yes, please, Mama,"
cried Cadeau, clapping his paws in delight.
"Then Panda and I can be brothers. Nice."
But when Cadeau and Mama arrived at the shop, Panda was nowhere to be found. The shop auntie said that a man had bought Panda. He was a collector of toy bears, she said.
"I'm sorry, Cadeau. We are too late."
Cadeau snuggled up to Mama, his big eyes bright with tears, thinking wistfully of Panda with his round button black eyes and tiny twitching ears, with a quirky little white patch on the right one. What fun they had together.
"Well, I ever see him again?
You never know, little one,
answered Mama, tickling his ears.
You're young, and there are exciting adventures ahead of you, so you'll meet many, many new and perhaps old friends.
Kato was happy enough with that mysterious remark, for of course, if Mama said so, it must be so. Indeed, there were so many things for the young growing bear to explore that he hardly had time to mope over Panda. But Kato never forgot him. Every night, after another perfectly happy day, after he had been thoroughly hugged, kissed, and warmly tucked into bed, and just before he fell asleep, he would send a drowsy, happy thought up into the stars for Panda.
I found it, Panda. This is my home, truly. Nighty-night. Lots and lots of good panda dreams, okay?